I'm Jennifer Castoldi, and today I am here with Rory Dodd to talk about a very special project that he and his team at Designers Block have been working on for Interiors UK. Welcome, Rory.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Pleasure.
So can you tell us about this project that we'll be launching in a few days' time up in Birmingham?
Yeah, it's we get invited to do a feature area for Interiors UK every year for the last 6 years, and it gets a little bit bigger every year. Last year we made the Design Village, which brought together a lot of the areas in the show, like the seminar theatre and press room and things, and we made a little village with a pub in it, and it worked really well. It was good, everyone mingled in it and everyone knew it was a pub, and it worked like a little village. It was a very nice way of bringing people together, exhibitors and visitors as well. This year they asked us if we'd like to do a department store, which we obviously were very excited about, and that's what we're going to do. We've called the department store Designers Block & Co. We had a lot of fun looking at different names for it and things, and in the end we thought, well, it's a gigantic collaboration between us and our exhibitors and the audience that comes to Interiors UK as well. So it's almost like the department store you'll never see. We've selected a lot of work from the most exciting people we can find, and a lot of the work wouldn't be in a department store now. And by the time it was in a department store, it probably would have changed a little bit. So in that sense, it's kind of an imaginary department store.
So it's a department store in the sense that it's going to give buyers at the show ideas on how they can translate it to retail, or why are we calling it a department store?
Well, I've always loved the idea of department stores in that way that you come out of the hurly-burly real world and into almost an imaginary world. So it's quite a big area. I think it's around 600 square meters, something like that. And we've got a whole bunch of people doing windows for us. We've got Silo Studio, Concrete Sketchbook, Camilla Barnard, Emerald Fairy, Peter Eibrugger, and a collective from the St. Martin's MA Future Textiles course called Cerium Lab. And we've got departments. Obviously, being Interiors UK, we want to reflect that. So we've got a big homeware department with furniture and tableware and things like that. We've got a big lighting department. We've got a haberdashery. And we've got some little departments as well. We've got a little toy department. And we've got a florist. And we've got a perfumery.
Wow, there's going to be a lot going on there.
I beg your pardon?
There'll be a lot of things going on for people to experiment with.
There will be a lot of things going on. We've got around, we've involved around 60 designers in this project. So it's going to be hopefully a lovely, busy area, full of inspiration for people. And also an area where people can mingle and talk and meet. And we're doing a bar again, which I said worked really well last year, in the sense that it was this place that was a real sort of coming together in the hall in the show.
So how do you find these designers and the new talents to showcase at the department store?
Well, luckily, a lot of them find us. We've been doing exhibitions and events for 15 years now, so we've got a big old network of creatives from all over the world, and a lot of people get in touch with us to be involved in what we do, and usually they know why they're doing it. They've either had friends or colleagues that have done something with us, or they've been to the events we do, and you know they like the content of our exhibitions, and I think crucially they like the atmosphere as well. They're very collaborative environments, and a lot of people end up working with each other on different projects. Our exhibitors are very diverse. They're all design related, I guess, but they're all doing very different things, and often in different parts of the world and different levels as well.
So you rattled off a pretty impressive list of designers a few moments ago. Can you maybe expand on a couple of the projects that the visitors to Interiors will see there?
Sure. We're seeing a lot of people at the moment experimenting with process and substance. People actually kind of designing materials as well, which is really interesting. We've got a pair of designers called Silo Studio, who work from a plastics factory just out of London in Kent, and they've developed this amazing process of working with compressed polystyrene and using textile molds to make these beautiful pieces of very expressive furniture. They've started doing things with recycled glass now as well. But I came across them first when I went to one of the RCA shows a couple of years ago and saw this amazing table, huge table, very brightly coloured, very exuberant. It was almost like a mirror in a table form. They took me up to their workshop at the RCA, and it was this amazing kind of laboratory with all these foams and materials and strange shapes and things. It was very inspiring. And in the couple of years since then, they've started working with different materials, always with the idea of using these flexible textile molds. And they've started working with recycled glass and also metal now as well. So they're going to be showing some new work in Birmingham, and they're going to be doing one of the windows for us as well, which I can't wait to see.
Ooh, it sounds very exciting.
Yeah.
So are there any other things that you think the visitors would like to hear before they come down? What would be maybe a key point that they can't miss? They absolutely must come to the Designer Block department store at Interiors UK because?
Hopefully I think it's everything. Hopefully I think it's the big mix of what we've tried to bring to the show. We've got amazing furniture from a lot of people. We've got some really nice people that are working with textiles in different ways as well. There's some really nice projects. There's some people doing really interesting things with almost that idea of the ornamental, but with a very rich narrative as well. We've got a lady called Sabatina Lecce, who's going to be showing some vases and vessels that she's made that were an offshoot of a project that she was doing called Eat the World Up, which was looking at how textiles can express how we're sort of using up the world's resources. And her objects kind of correspond to that. She uses a process which she calls she calls design destruction. And she takes almost quite archetypal everyday things, cutlery, vases, glassware, and she kind of degrades them and take bits out, and that kind of correlates with what's happening to their environment to make these absolutely beautiful things. they're lovely.
Sounds fascinating. Well, I always look forward to see what Designers Block is doing at their various exhibitions around the world because I always find it quite intriguing and inspiring.
Thank you.
we're quite excited. We will be, of course, covering what you guys do at Interiors. And in 5 days' time, the trade can come on down to the NEC in Birmingham and check it out. So a big thank you to Rory Dodd for taking time to talk with us. And congratulations on the 15 years anniversary of Designers Block. And we're looking forward to seeing you in a few days, Rory.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you as well.